Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Anoka County launches online property search tool for MN Real Estate Pros. Anoka County, Minnesota has made its property records searchable through a new public web portal. MN Real Estate professionals can now access Anoka County property data directly to support transactions, valuations, and due diligence. Bookmark httpublicweb.co.anoka.mn.us/ for quick access to Anoka County property records. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Hennepin County Property Search Tool gives MN agents access to tax and assessment data. Hennepin County offers a property information search database with public records on property tax payments and assessment values. MN real estate professionals can quickly verify tax obligations and assessed values to inform pricing strategies and client negotiations. Bookmark Hennepin County's property search for fast due diligence on local listings. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. How real estate commissions work. A refresher for MN agents. Bankrate explains how agents get paid via commission, typically a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. MN real estate professionals need clear, accurate ways to explain commission structures to clients navigating today's evolving market. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission conversations with Minnesota buyers and sellers stay transparent and informed. hvw.bankrate.com/borschmortgages/8agentfeescommissions. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. St. Paul launches Pauly, new online system for construction permits and inspections. The City of St. Paul has introduced Pauly, a new secure online platform for managing permits, licenses, inspections, complaints, and related services. Real estate professionals and MN working in St. Paul will need to navigate this new system for faster, more streamlined permit and inspection processes that affect transactions and project timelines. Familiarize yourself with Pauly at the source URL to avoid delays on St. Paul deals. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Ramsey County Assessor, your partner in property valuation and classification. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value, determines property classification for tax purposes, maintains field records, and works to build transparent relationships with property owners. Accurate and equitable property valuations directly affect your clients' tax liabilities and transaction outcomes in one of Minnesota's most active real estate markets. Review current assessments with clients at esh.ramseycounty.us/yourgovernmentsdepartment/information-in-public-records/county-assessor to ensure valuations align with market conditions. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. MN licensed assessor lists refreshed weekly for current fiscal year. The Minnesota Department of Revenue updates its currently licensed assessors lists every Friday afternoon throughout the current fiscal year. Real estate professionals rely on current assessor licensing status for accurate property valuations, tax appeals, and transaction due diligence. Verify assessor credentials before engaging on valuation matters. h/uw.revenue.state.mn.us/currently-licensed-assessors. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MN jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some MN jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.